Good evening. It's a blessing to be here tonight and share some of the message that the Lord gave. One time I experienced in my church, there's a woman there, maybe if I'm not mistaken. That day is her birthday. Then all of our elders there in our church gave money as a gift, a token of thanksgiving to that young lady. When I knew that, I gave money out of my own pocket. The biggest gift I have, I give it to that young lady. Then, the young lady acknowledged the gifts of our elders. But she is not acknowledging me. It hurts my heart. You know why? I'm jealous. Why she didn't mention my name? I give a big money for her. So that's, jealousy. One time when I read the articles of Brother Joe Holder, and he said, jealousy is the preacher's worst enemy. May I add tonight, not only jealousy, but also envy is the preacher's worst enemy. Tonight, I would like to endeavor to a little a portion of God's word in Galatians chapter 5. When Paul said, now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornications, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, 21, envying, murders, drunkenness, rebelling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. In verse 20 of this, Paul mentioned the word emulation. That means jealousy. And he mentioned again envy. That's the work of the flesh. But I noticed, I think it's not only in the Philippines, but also in America, we experience envy and jealousy. Envy, as we study the meaning of envy, meaning to dislike or to oppose or to have ill will against another who possesses some good or some advantage or something superior. When Isaac's neighbors, the Philistine, envied him because he was mightily blessed of God.
That's right.
And they urged him to leave the region by stopping up all his wells. Envy is a major reason for the stopping doctrinal revival in our land.
Yes, it is.
Genesis 26, verses 12 up to 16. In Genesis chapter 30, verse 1, it says, Rachel envied her sister because Leah had children, but Rachel was barren. Genesis 37, verses 1 to 5. and also Acts chapter 7, verse 9. And be also blinded the theologians of Jesus' times, so that they were unable to recognize the Messiah or understood his teaching. They were all well aware that his authority was far superior to theirs. In Matthew 7, verses 28, it says, "For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." The reason why sometimes I think this, you will go to Christian bookstores, there's a lot of books about theology. Some of them are, you know, there's a lot of books arguing, fighting. And when you read all the theology books, you will find yourself confusing. Because of envy. We don't know the motives of the writer. If it was motivated by envy. Like blinded theologians in Jesus' times. Envy, reprobate, even reprobate Pilate, understand that it was envy that prompted the chief priest to deliver Jesus to him to be crucified. Matthew 27, verse 18. Folks, envy is what nailed Jesus to the cross. Envy is one, as I've said in the book of Galatians, is the work of the flesh. That is envy. Let's go quickly to jealousy. Jealousy can be summed up as the demand to be number one. Jealousy opposes all rivals. He always opposed. When Paul became, or when David became competition to King Saul, the king tried to kill him. Jealousy is as cruel as the grave, according to Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6. In Exodus 34, verse 14, it says, God's very title is jealous. Yet, he alone reserved the rights to demand to be number one. Because he is the owner of the universe. Amen. Yet when man tries to exalt himself and draws man to himself, he is cursed with a perverted, vexatious spirit of jealousy. Envy and jealousy have separate meaning, but hold several things in common. Both revolves around the sin of competing and comparing oneself with another, and both are the result of an uncrucified ego. Envy and jealousy originated long before man. It started with comparison. Lucifer looked as at the one as on the throne and coveted his singular position. Lucifer wanted to be the center of attention at that time and the object of all service, worship. Envy and jealousy are the two evils that have motivated Satan ever since. Jealousy is portrayed by Haman, who sought to exterminate the Jewish race because one man, his name is Mordecai, did not bow to him in Esther chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And with the fall of mankind in Eden, the evils of envy and jealousy soon became the instrument that brought about the first murder Abel's life and offering were acceptable to God, but Cain's were not. Comparing himself with his younger brother, who was more righteous than he, Cain hated him and slew him, according to 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 up to 12. Now listen, folks, the slaying of the righteous by the wicked will be reenacted many times over in our days. As the Bible tells us, the righteous will be hated by the followers of the false Christ and the false prophet, according to Matthew 24, verse 9. But it is interesting to know that the righteous never attack the wicked. It is the wicked who always attack the righteous. But the motivation behind it all is envy and jealousy. As Paul says, emulation in Galatians chapter 5 is one of the work of the flesh. Like envy and jealousy, if it is not brought under subjection, can also destroy even our lives. Several years ago, three ministers in the Philippines, don't tell this to anybody. This is secret. Three ministers in the Philippines gathered together to pray for the true church and also doctrine. Then God answered their prayers. The true ministers of Jesus Christ came to the Philippines. They laugh, they cry, "Oh Lord, thank you. This is it." When these three ministers meet this man from the States, then, "Are you the man, or shall we look for another?" But they are happy. But little by little, when I got converted to the primitive, I was there. Little by little, we broke up together. Many times I encourage them to join the fellowship. I don't know why. The sad part, since I am the least of the primitive Baptist primitive minister there, the sad part of the story is this. And it is all too common. Three ministers pray the most fervent prayer for the coming of the true ministers of God in the Philippines. His name is Elder Gus Arthur. These three ministers who prayed were the first to oppose. What was the problem? It was envy and jealousy. Perhaps God was using people they did not like or deem worthy. Whatever problems they may have had in their lives, we can see how these unresolved hearts problems distorted and opposed what God was doing there in the Philippines. God's fire causes vipers like this to manifest, according to Acts chapter 28, verse 3. The fire that Paul started caused a snake to come out in the open and fasten onto his hand. Before unity comes to the primitive Baptists, let us ask God to deal privately with this little curled up snake of envy and jealousy in our hearts. Brethren, as Brother Gus told me, the cream always flow from the top. Unity starts among ministers. We don't expect our members to have unity if, as minister, have no unity. The established principles of God in the Bible is after His own kind. Likes beget likes. You see what I mean. You know what I mean. But let us consider some graces that cure our envy and jealousy. God has not left us for that sickness. He has a cure. The first thing is our pure motives that counts. This means our objective is to bring glory to our God alone. Amen. While we ourselves stay hidden behind the cross. When a man has pure motives, he will never be tormented with envy and jealousy. But that is not the case of some preachers and some elders. For those who seek their own glory. Paul told us that some preaches Christ, according to Philippians chapter 1 verse 15, even of envy and strife. According to Philippians chapter 1. Church, elders, deacons, are we building our own kingdom? Are we driven with ambitions? Or are we striving to make God number one? Are we trying to make our own name great? Or are we willing, or are we exalting His name? Pure motives. We need the grace of pure motives in the ministry. Amen. It will last long. Second thing I know, no comparing and competing when it comes into the ministry of the Lord. When a man boasts that their church is the fastest growing in the region, they are comparing. Yes. Paul tells us that by measuring ourselves and comparing ourselves with one another, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, he says, we are not wise. The word of God commands us not to do this. Peter looked at John one day and said, Lord, what will this man do? According to John chapter 21, verses 20 and 21, the Lord answered and said, in effect, it's not important what your brother is doing. Just follow me. Just follow me. Sometimes we experience that in our ministry. We are always looking somebody. I said, it's not your business. Work on your business. Not in your business. Amen. Third thing, do not care who gets the credit. One time, when I'm in the office of Brother Harold Stambag, I look around and I saw one beautiful quotation. It says about President Reagan, Ronald Reagan, the former president of the United States. He said, there is no limit to what a man can accomplish if he does not care who gets the credit. Now, if we are only seeking to draw attention to God and not to ourselves, why should we care who gets the credit for anything that's accomplished to God? Remember, the Lord who sees in secret shall reward you openly. Amen. John chapter 5, verse 39, or verse 44, I'm sorry. How can you believe when which receive honor one of another and seekest not the honor that cometh from God? John chapter 5, verse 44. John chapter 12, verse 43, it says, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Are we seeking to glorify God, or are we seeking our own glory? Mercy, Lord. Yeah. Another thing is this. Understand that God's acceptance of others is not his rejection of you. Amen. We must understand that. We experienced that in the Philippines. Many times I encourage those preachers. It doesn't mean that I accept in the primitive Baptist. Is not rejection of you. They didn't believe. The Jews believed that they were God's chosen people above all other nations. Therefore, when God accepted the Gentiles and made them fellow heirs of the same promises, they were moved with jealousy. They did not want to share their position of being number one with another else or with anyone else. Thus, they contradicted and blasphemed Paul's message in Acts chapter 13, verses 42 up to 45, if you read that in the Bible. Because of envy. The Jews have accepted the gospel with joy and rejoiced to share it with another hungry souls. God's acceptance of the Gentiles was not a rejection of the Jews. It was their honor. It was their honor that the good news was going out from Israel. Amen. To all the other nations of the world. Oh boy. Because of envy and jealousy blinded their mind. Another thing, church, is this. To cure our envy or jealousy. Appreciate the function of other members of the body. We need to do that. We are only a part of the body. I'm talking about the church. And we are interdependent upon one another for survival. Therefore, we should appreciate the function of other members rather than compete with them. Every organ of the body is different but vital to the well-being of the rest of the body. Sometimes people struggle with self-rejection because they feel their function is less important than others. Paul deals with the attitude in his writing to the Corinthian church according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 15 to 16. It says, "The foot cannot say, 'Because I'm not as important as the head, as the hand, therefore I'm no good at all.' Or the ears cannot say, 'Because I am not important as the eye, I am not important at all.' No. This is insecurity and self-rejection, and this fosters envy. Some part of the body are covered. Is that right? And some are seen. But this does not mean that the parts that are covered are not as important. They are important. There are many keys on a piano, and some are sounded more than others. But this does not mean that the keys that are used less often are not important. What would a piece of music sound like if certain keys were missing? Oh, sound not good. Another thing this is very important. Listen. We must realize we are all in different season. This is another reason or important reason we cannot compare ourselves with another. The Apostle John is only mentioned in two accounts in the book of Acts. But Peter stands out as the predominant figure in much of the book. If you read the book of Acts, Peter is always mentioning. But sad to say, Apostle John is only mentioned twice. Peter blossomed earlier in life, but John came forth later in life. John emerged to the forefront 30 years after Peter died. And John, perhaps, had the loudest standard of all then when he wrote the book of Revelation and his gospel. We must wait our season. It will come. It will surely come. Above all, have fervent charity. Charity covereth the multitudes of sin. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, tells us that love does not envy and does not seek her own. That means it's not self-seeking, which is the root of all jealousy. Verses 4 to 6. Envy and jealousy are the exact opposite of God's love. Very exact opposite. Why? Because love is unselfish. But envy and jealousy are self-seeking and self-centered. the young Corinth or the church of Corinth and with one another and the immature Galatians devoured one another in Galatians chapter 4. But Paul calls them both babes or little children. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1 to 3 and Galatians chapter 4 verse 19. Let us, church, let us grow in grace, which is reflected by the unselfish or unselfishness, with brotherly love and unity. Let us endeavor, for it is here that the Lord commands His blessing, especially to our church. Folks, I want to tell you this. If we are fighting and devouring, let us take heed, lest we consume. We are consumed. Whatever fighting here in America, it will reflect it to the Philippines. Folks, one American asked me about, how do you find America? Is it good? Well, I told him, you know, brother, I've seen a lot of church members who are very generous and loving and caring. But I don't know if I will stay here for a couple of months. I don't know. We are all sinners. Paul said, let this mind in you, who are also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, and yet he's not exalting him. You know what I mean. He teaches about humility. Humble yourself in the mighty hand, under the mighty hand of God. For in due season, He will exalt you. May the Lord bless us. God bless you.